Which mic do I use? Okay, this one's good. Nice. How's everybody doing? It's been some touching stories, some singers, songwriting reporters. I love it. I am an SF native who now lives in LA, so please don't hate me. But, you know, my career, it's important. But I wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Muni, so Muni's not all bad. Because my parents met on the Muni bus. My dad was a bus driver. And they met when my mom took his bus every day to college. She went to City College, and she lived in the Richmond, and she took the 10 Monterey, which is now the 33 Stanion. So that's super throwback. None of you know what the 10 Monterey is. They don't even, how many even know where Monterey Street is? Yeah. Well, it used to be called the 10 Monterey, it's now the 33 Stanion, and that's where my parents met. Here's the thing, though. My dad, in addition, my parents met in the 70s, my dad, in addition to being a bus driver, though, was what do the kids call it? A pimp, a panderer of women. He was. Fillmore Slim was a pallbearer at my dad's funeral. That's how pimpish. You don't know, in the 70s and 80s, Muni, it was a mafia of sorts. It was a thing. There was a lot of cocaine. Here's the thing. My dad never touched drugs and alcohol until he was in his 40s, in the 70s, when he became a Muni bus driver. And then he became a cocaine and then crack addict. Actually died of a cocaine-related heart attack. So, thank you, Muni. Thank you. But here's the thing. So I grew up on Muni. I grew up taking Muni my whole life. I grew up in the Fillmore District and then in the Haight-Ashbury. So I was born at UCSF Hospital, six part asses, 4-3 Masonic, what's what? I'm just gonna shout out bus lines throughout this. Every time I tell a story, I'm like, Tim Monterey, 33 Stanion, hello. Right? I grew up on Haight Street, 71 Haight Noriega. I went to Washington High School, 38 Gary, what are you talking about? 31 Balboa, motherfucker. Right, actually, funny story about 38 Gary. It's the first time I ever hit somebody over the head with a Snapple bottle. I say, on the 38 Gary. I say first time because it happened twice. Now, second time was in Atlanta on the MARTA. That's Atlanta's MARTA Smarta, for those of you who've ever been to Atlanta. But we won't tell that story because we're not. This is called MARTA's Diaries. It's called Muni Diaries. But, yeah, I hit a kid named Sharky over the head because he snatched my red hot Fritos. And you don't do that. You don't do that to a 10th grader. You a freshman, Sharky. Yeah, my parents met on the 10th. Not only was my dad a pimp, he was also married to another woman. Which my mom didn't know until she was pregnant with my younger brother. So yeah, had me then pregnant with my brother and goes to my dad's house. Jay, open the door. I know you in there, motherfucker. And then his wife comes. Jay doesn't live here anymore. He actually moved down the street to Daly City. Get out of that Muni zone. Because he knew my mom only took the bus as they met on the bus. What other Muni? I got a lot of Muni stories. I lived in San Francisco my manager would want to tell you that I'm 20 years, but it's 30 years. I'm supposed to say I'm 30, but I'm 38. See, that's that Muni ride that keeps you young. If you do it right, you don't look almost 40. If you do it right. Here's the thing, okay, Ron Vai earlier this evening was talking about riding the trains. The very first time I ever rode the underground trains by myself. I was with two of my cousins. And the first thing we said, we were going into the Church Street station. And I go, because it was a fast way to get to where their mom lived at the time. And rather than taking the above ground bus. So we getting on the Church Street station to take the bus. And we had to go to West Portal, which there was a lot of smell talk about stations earlier. West Portal station, for those of you who don't know, smells like sandwiches. And just because there's like three sandwich spots, like right when you get off the train, and then there's that movie theater. And the first thing that this is the first time I ever saw a homeless man masturbating, was at Church Street Station. So, and it happened, and then since that time, I would say maybe every third time I have set foot in a Church Street Station, it's been a homeless man masturbating in there. And sometimes when I'm in a drought, when I haven't had me some, that homeless man masturbating is like, hello, thank you. Thank you, homeless man, for putting it out there. It's like riding the 24 to Visadero during Gay Pride, and there's just a bunch of naked butts on the muni seats, and you're like, I don't know, peanut butter. That's what I'm talking about. Put them naked ass chaps on that seat and let me just see what you were. a little twink dancing. Like the dancing twink. Ever see that video of that dancing twink on the train? I love him. Put on that bikini underwear and see, you know, twerk it out. You better than Miley, that's what I'm there for. Everybody tired of Miley, nobody's tired of the dancing twink, though. I'm glad to have this table here like I'm a real storyteller. I feel like I'm Ron White up here. See, that's how progressive San Francisco is. I can prepare myself to a blue-collar comedy tour coming. Even though I'm a black woman with big titties, I'm like, no, but I'm a big old country white boy up here. Big old country white boy around white, except this would be brown liquor. But I'm trying to lose all this, you know, all this craft beer that California has. I had to switch to a lighter liquor, vodka. That's what I tell myself. I'm like, it's got less calories, not as much sugar. I'm lying to myself. Just do sit-ups, you dumb, lazy motherfucker. Gosh, what other stories do I have about Muni? I did the 38 Gary Snapple bottle. I did the Marta Smarter Snapple bottle. If anybody has any questions, feel free to holler out questions about what I'm doing. I did the math. The first time I ever gave a hand job on Muni. A handsome young man named Tony W. I won't say his last name. He could be here. But, yeah, gave a hand job on the Muni. First time gave a hand job on the Muni. First time I gave a hand job on the Muni. Not the first time I ever gave a hand job, obviously. I've given several hand jobs on the Muni, is what I really want to do. And on BART. More on BART than on Muni, because I feel like it's a BART activity, because it has those, like, sometimes they have those side seats that have the separate little private entrance. You can fuck back there if you really wanted to. Get your risky business on. Remember Risky Business? He fucked that bitch on the train. Boom, you can do that shit on BART. You can do it on Caltrains too, if not too many people on the train. Take that late night San Jose. I've done some shows down in San Jose. I took the BART, you know, I had a boo with me, and look, I have needs. I'm an older woman. My libido is coming, and I can, you know, I have to do what I have to do. You know, I mean, obviously, my dream is to do it on the Millennium Falcon, but. We're not there yet. You know, on a galaxy class Star Trek strict trip. But you know, I go both ways. Star Trek, Star Wars, whatever. Whatever you got. I'm hoping for the future. Will Muni technology lead us to being able to actually freeze people for the future? Those trolley trains, because it's the only bus system I've ever seen. I've lived in a couple of different cities, and it's the only one that still has that stupid fucking wires that always come off. Half the time. Now, if you're ever on the 22 Fillmore, right? I took the 22 Fillmore here tonight. Half the time, if it's on 22 Fillmore, it either could they come off like right by the taqueria when you come off 16th on the Carrera, right? Or like, oh, that's supposed to be, we're supposed to just believe that they came off right there and that you're not coming because so you can go get yourself a burrito, motherfucker, like I'm stupid. Or they come off like right when you cross Gary going into the real, like, well, what used to be the real mall, now there's a bunch of white people living there. But when I was a kid, bunch of you motherfuckers live there now. I love y'all. My ex-boyfriend, who's a white boy, lives over there. He's a chef at, you know, fucking somewhere fancy, so fuck him. I loved him once, though. His name's Ryan Moore, if anybody of you know him. I'll put it out there, because I bet you there's at least 3 people here who know him. Ryan Moore, he's a blonde white boy chef with, you know, horn-rimmed glasses, like all the rest of you motherfuckers. Oh, that's my cue. The maracas is the cue.
We didn't tell 1 minute. The bus line, the hand job was on.
Oh, that would have been on the J train. J train, coming back, actually coming from West Portal, going to see a movie. My very first, it was also my first date, my first real date my mama knew about, is what I should say. What did we see? I forgot what movie. Forrest Gump was the movie we saw. I did not actually see Forrest Gump all the way through until it came out on VHS. So, because I'm what you call a good sport. First date. Well, my first date with Ryan, we went to see King Kong. Didn't see that movie until it came out on DVD. Fuck it. And you know what? We took the 49. We saw it at Van Ness Theater. So, I have a lot of memories on the Muni. And these Clipper cards, fuck them. I hate them. I miss my fast passes. I don't like how you... tap, what the fuck, you tap it and it's too futuristic. I'm older than I look and the future is getting ahead of me. And I don't like it, so fuck these Clipper cards. You guys have been great. Hello, white people that let me call them motherfuckers. So good night, all. Thanks.